Noam has struggled to find a sixth chief of staff after the June departure of Florida native Mark Miller. Her former general counsel and anti-abortion czar, who returned to the Pacific Legal Foundation, his former employer. His exit came on the heels of a rocky 2023 legislative session following Noam's re-election last November with 62% of the vote over Democrat Jamie Smith. Also gone is Deputy Chief of Staff Rachel Oglesby, a Maryland native who was seen as Miller's likely successor before bolting in May to work for the Center for the American Worker in Washington, D.C. The departures of Miller and Oglesby continue a trend of out-of-state staffers coming and going from the governor's office, detached from the institutional knowledge and relationship building that past aides leveraged to pursue policy goals. "It's not a concern of mine, but it sure should be a concern to the governor," said Republican Lee Schoenbeck, president pro tem of the Senate. "To have a lack of staffers that know South Dakota and understand the issues, that ought to concern her a lot. It's a tough gig being Kristi Noem's chief of staff," Schoenbeck added. Schoenbeck also said that Oglesby was a real talent and will be missed. The fact that she left at a time when the chief of staff position was becoming available reflects the turbulent nature of working under Noem, a former state legislator and U.S. representative whose leadership style is characterized as demanding by those who know her well. "The governor is hardworking all of the time, and chief of staff is a very demanding job," said former Republican House Speaker Tim Rave, who worked closely with Noem in the state legislature before she won her U.S. House seat in 2010. "I can't imagine the demand that puts on your personal schedule," said Rave. There's also been upheaval in Noem's cabinet, with Governor's Office of Economic Development Commissioner Steve Westra, Health Secretary Joan Adam, Education Secretary Tiffany Sanderson, and Social Services Secretary Lori Gill all leaving in the past year. Westra, a Sioux Falls businessman and former state legislator who resigned in April, told Newswatch that the ambitious nature of Noem's agenda contributes to staff and cabinet turnover. "The time in office for any elected official is short," said Westra, who served on Noem's transition team following the 2018 election. "When you have a busy agenda and you want to do a lot of things, you run quickly. In doing so, let's be honest, sometimes there's a burnout factor. Public service can be tough, and it's also very thankless." For South Dakota Newswatch, I'm Stu Whitney.